In July 2012, students from the UK-Japan Young Scientists Workshop spent a week with the Naked Scientists to learn how to communicate scientific research. They were tasked with interviewing their colleagues and Cambridge University researchers, as well as researching, writing and reporting on scientific news. So that we could all enjoy the fruits of their newfound skills, they produced the following programme.
Physics be used to improve the taste of chocolate? What has fox poo got to do with the study of genetics? And is nuclear power safe? Hello, I'm Lauren Page, and these are just a few of the questions we'll be covering in the programme today. Also with me is Loic Giganton.
Thanks, Lauren. Today, we'll be covering the UK-Japan Young Scientists Workshop. Coming up, we'll hear about the science of soft physics and the debate surrounding the use of nuclear energy. We'll also be joined by Tomoki Abe, Yu Omoto, and Tomoki Kuwahara, who will be giving us the latest science headlines.
But first, let's take a look at the anthropology project and what the students have been getting stuck into.
Hi, I'm Sophie Chung and I go to Watford Grammar School for Girls. I chose this project because it's the subject I want to do at university and I thought it was a really good opportunity to find out more about it. Yesterday we extracted DNA from fox feces and today we undertook PCR and amplified the DNA. The best part of the project is working with people with similar interests and people that are professionals in the field.
We spoke to Leslie Knapp, who works in the Department of Biological Anthropology, to find out more about PCR.
PCR stands for the polymerase chain reaction. And what that is a mechanical way of making DNA multiple copies. So you take one molecule of DNA, and by amplifying it with chemicals and heat and cooling, you can make many copies.
The particular parts of DNA that the anthropology students were interested in are the D-loop and the cytochrome B. So we asked Leslie exactly what these were.
The D-loop is a small region of the mitochondrial genome, and it accumulates a lot of mutations. And so we can study the DNA sequence of the D-loop in order to look at differences between individuals. The cytochrome B is another region of the mitochondrial genome that mutates more slowly but can be used to differentiate species.
Also, we heard about their plans to go to the zoo and wanted to find out why. Here's what they had to say.
At the zoo, we're learning how to observe animals in the wild and make conclusions about that. Mostly primates like lemurs, chimpanzees and animals like that.
That was Sophie Chung and before her, Leslie Knapp.
As well as the UK-Japan workshop, we are also looking into science news, and our first story is from Tomoki Kuwahara about artificial jellyfish.
Kevin Kit Parker, a professor of bioengineering at Harvard, is interested in both the similarities and differences between how the jellyfish pumps to move through water and how the human heart beats. His team have created a replica jellyfish using silicon as a base of which to grow heart muscle cells that were harvested from rats. Then they used an electric current to shock the replica into swimming with synchronized contractions that mimic those of a real jellyfish. The jellyfish is a relatively simple life form to work with because it uses a muscle similar to that of a human heart to pump their way through water. Kevin stated that the similarities help reveal what you need to do to design a bio-inspired pump. They also plan to incorporate a simple brain soon so the artificial jellyfish can respond to its environment and replicate more advanced behaviors like moving toward a light source or seeking food.
This story was reported in the journal Nature Biotechnology if you wanted to find out more.
Other students opted to do the physics workshop in the Cavendish Labs in Cambridge. Here's what they had to say to Tomoki when he went down to take a look.
Hello, I'm Neil Dodge. I'm from County Upper School in Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk.
Why do you choose this project?
I choose this project, which is physics, because I felt it had a lot of real-world applications and would be very insightful into how a modern laboratory like Cavendish works from day to day.
What are you doing in this project?
In this project, we are examining DNA-coated colloids and the effects of different environments on them, such as temperature and pH.
How we can use this technology?
This technology has many applications in the world of soft matter, which is a very promising and interesting side of physics that is often paired with biology and can have applications for medicine as well.
What do you want to get through this project?
I want to find out how real graduate students work and what it is like studying in Cambridge, and to explore this area as a future career choice.
While we were there, I also had an opportunity to speak to Alex Lagarda about his work on rheology.
I'm Alex Lagarda. I'm working on the rheology project. Rheology looks at flow and deformation of materials. Solid materials deform under forces, and liquids will flow. Solids will store the energy from the force that you have applied, whereas a liquid will flow and lose the energy.
What have you been up to over the past day and a half?
We've been using a rheometer to look at how viscous fluids are and how solid solids are. And we have been looking at agarose, which is agar, really. It's like jelly. And the interesting thing about agarose is that it has both properties of solids and liquids. So the rheometer allows us to measure both properties at the same time.
And here's Sarah Gallagher talking about how this research could affect you.
Hi, I'm Sarah Gallagher. I'm a third-year PhD student here in the physics department at Cambridge, and I work on rheology, so the flow of substances, and I'm funded by a chocolate company. We study chocolate products here. We're hoping that we'll be able to make factories work more efficiently with the chocolate, so that the chocolate won't get stuck in the machines, we'll get nicer products out at the end of it, and that they'll taste better because the texture has been designed and controlled using these machines to measure how they will taste.
Very important research going on there. Also of us was Tomoki Kuwahara, investigating new research into biodegradable plastics.
My name is Rulaini Balakumar.
What's your school?
I go to Watford Grammar School for Girls.
What are you doing in this program?
We're making decomposable plastic. As you know, that fuel's running out at the moment, and we need an environmentally friendly way to save the planet. So we're using bacteria to make biodegradable plastic.
Why do you use bacteria?
We're using bacteria to make an enzyme which produces the polymer for plastic.
How do bacteria decompose?
I think they just decay and decompose.
What do you want to get through this workshop?
Probably to improve my teamwork and skills and my communication skills.
Now, for another spot of news from Uemoto, with a story on comets and their link to Earth's water.
Researchers at the University of Michigan said that Comet Halley 2 contains water more like that found on Earth than all the comets we know about. The fraction of deuterium, a real type of hydrogen, was measured by using the Herschel Space Telescope. The deuterium fraction is something of a molecular fingerprint in the water, so we can use this to compare water from different sources. After the measure, the researchers found that the comet's water had half the amount of deuterium seen in other comets. But this amount matches the oceans here on Earth, which also have half the amount of deuterium as seen in most comets. It was thought that Earth's water must have come from meteorites, but these results imply that much of the Earth's water could have initially come from cometary impacts.
Thank you, Yu. And you can read more about that story in the journal Nature.
The word nuclear can mean many different things to different people, but let's have a listen to what nuclear means to the students of the workshop and the issues surrounding the area that they discussed.
Hi, I'm Billy Ford, and I like nuclear energy.
Hi, I'm Tom Robson, and I agree with nuclear energy.
Hi, my name is Ryohei Yamanaka. I don't like nuclear power.
Hi, I'm Tsuyoshi Yagi, and I agree with nuclear energy.
We've been listening to Professor Wade Allison about the implications of nuclear power and the radiation output by it, and what levels are dangerous.
So I heard about his lecture, and I understand nuclear power generation is safely. And so he proved nuclear power generation is safe.
So why don't you like nuclear power?
So because everybody knows that. So last year, Japan has a big earthquake, and then a lot of people influenced by nuclear power generation. So I don't like it.
Anyone have anything to say about that?
I don't disagree with them entirely. I understand it is a problem when things go wrong because it does influence people's lives a lot. But I think if safety regulations were made, it's just a really efficient way of making energy, and it will stop burning fossil fuels and it will just be better for the world on the whole.
Mainly the reason that most people give nuclear power a bad press is that it's got a bad reputation because of its implications in weapons and what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and obviously disasters like Chernobyl.
So, Tom, what do you make of the problem of nuclear waste?
Well, the amount of nuclear waste that is produced by nuclear power generation is quite a small amount, and it gets put into metal containers and buried underground far from civilization, from cities.
It's just the levels of radiation that is in the containers just isn't high enough to penetrate the metal, so it just can't escape. So the radiation will not enter the outside environment.
I think my opinion is same as Barry. So I think the trash should be kept in a distance from cities.
I have two ideas. So one idea is, so a lot of scientists have to develop new technology which we cope to nuclear power trash. And second opinion is we have to wait. Japan has a lot of history which concern for the nuclear power. For example, Hiroshima and Nagasaki nuclear power bomb and last year's big nuclear power generation accident. So Japanese people have a lot of history, so a lot of Japanese people know the danger of nuclear power. So we should against the nuclear power, I think.
I agree with nuclear energy. When we think about environmental pollution, nuclear energy is good for environment. For example, nuclear energy keeps the air clean. So I agree with nuclear energy.
So, but we don't think so, because if nuclear power generation's accident will occur, it will occur the pollution of soil. I think it's not so good for our environment. So last year, the big earthquake occurred. A lot of places were found a lot of radiation. So it's very serious problem. So I don't agree with you.
Well, in the talk we've just heard today, we were told that the radiation outside the Fukushima plant at the moment is only a very small amount. Looking at actual data from past examples like Chernobyl and Hiroshima and Nagasaki, this level of radiation is, in fact, not dangerous to human life.
From last year and today, so a lot of mass media said that and report, so nuclear power generation and radiations is very, very dangerous. So I don't agree with you.
I think you shouldn't believe mass media too much.
Well, what we've gathered today is that there's mixed opinions and it's hard to get everyone on the same side because they all view it differently and don't really know how it all works properly. So I think until we know exactly how it works and how safe it is, there's always going to be arguments about it.
That was Billy Ford, Tom Robson, Ryohei Yamanaka and Choshi Yagi discussing the issues surrounding nuclear power.
Scientists to compete in DNA sequencing race. Here's Tomoki Abe with more information.
Today, Dr. Jonathan Rosenberg enters the challenge of identifying genes linked to a long, healthy life. His team will attempt to work out the full DNA code of 100 celebrities, manufacturers and members of the public who are over 100 years old, at the cost of no more than $1,000 per genome. If they are successful, DNA sequencing technology will become cheap enough to be used widely, for example, in medicine. This DNA sequencing technology will help diagnose patients correctly and match the drugs they are given to their genetic makeup. However, many sample DNA sequences are needed in order to get reliable results. Dr. Jonathan Rosenberg stated that 100 people will give you a hint. or 1,000 people will make you reasonably sure. 10,000 people will let you say, hey, these are the genes involved in cancer or heart disease.
We've talked about the science, but what have the UK-Japan students been involved in outside the labs? Here's what some of the students had to say when we asked them about the cultural evenings involving the teaching of Japanese and entertainment from both cultures.
I'm Nagisa Otake from Soma High School in Fukushima. I really like Japanese too, and I want to teach Japanese to foreign people in the future. So I enjoy the project. Yes, I very enjoyed it. I did karate, and it seemed that everyone enjoyed it, so I was happy, and it was fun to dance and make some slime. Yeah, it was fun.
I'm Tom Robson. I'm from Wellington College. Well, I found it, well, it was quite difficult because it's something unlike I've ever done before, but it was very interesting, very new, something I've never experienced before. It was really interesting. It was good that, well, we got a chance to show them some of our culture and they showed us some of theirs. And I thought the gifts that we all got given were a good gesture of how we've, like, made friends with people from a different country.
My name is Ayana Isobe and from Rakuhoku High School in Kyoto, and I'm in the basketball team. It was very interesting to tell you Japanese and you repeat after us. And I hope you won't forget it and someday you'll tell us Japanese. And yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. A British student introducing is very interesting for us, and I enjoyed it a lot, like making slimes and dancing. Yes, and also I enjoyed introducing origami, and I think you all enjoyed it a lot, so I was very happy.
Hello, I'm Sophie Rhodes from Henegate Science College, and my project is biochemistry.
Any highlights so far?
In the cultural evening, and the gift exchange was really good last night, and I also enjoyed writing my name in calligraphy and just getting to know the Japanese way of life by playing their games and getting involved in their entertainment.
Did you receive a gift from the Japanese?
Yeah, I received like this sushi but rubbers, some chopsticks and some cute Japanese stickers.
That was Sophie Rhodes, Ayana Isobe, Tom Robson and Nagisa Otake.
That's all we have for this special on the UK-Japan Young Scientist Workshop. If you'd like to find out more, please visit the Clifton Scientific Trust website at clifton-scientific.org.
Thanks to Tomoki Kiwahara, Yu Omoto, and Tomoki Abe. I'm Lauren Page.
And I'm Lurk Ganton. Thanks for listening.